You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. January is a National Mentoring Month, and for the past 17 years, this month is used to promote youth mentoring throughout the United States. And locally, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Southwest Idaho is committed to making sure that children find the right mentor for them so they can reach their full potential. Joining me live in studio to talk more about Mentoring Month and Big Brothers Big Sisters is Emily Johnson. She is the CEO of BBBS. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, tell me just about the importance of mentoring.
Well, I think mentoring is probably one of the most viable solutions to just about anything we have going on in our country, in our world, with our kids, even as adults. The beauty of mentoring is it's a very individualized relationship, so it doesn't matter if you're looking to forward your career, if you're looking to navigate adolescence, or just grow personally. Because mentoring is so individualized, I think it really gives every person the tools they need in order to move forward in whatever their goals are. So,
what I think is interesting, too, is that you've said that for Big Brothers Big Sisters, a mentor is an adult without a title. Because a lot of times, you know, that's mom, that's dad. So why is that important, too, to kind of, you know, take that title out of it?
Absolutely. We say that all the time. One of the really unique things about having a big is what we call our mentors. Mm-hmm. For a child in our program is they've had to share the adults in their lives for the most part. Or, and I say this with love, the adults have to be there. Your parents have to be there.
Yes,
your teacher.
We do.
Your teacher has to be there, even if you're seeing a counselor or you are working with a social worker. I mean, they're there for a purpose. It's a job or they're working through something. Mm-hmm. So to have an adult that is spending time with a child that chooses to spend time with that child, and it's one-on-one, so you don't have to share with your siblings or your classmates or other clients, that's a really powerful message mm-hmm. for a child to hear. So it's somebody who values them, who wants to spend time with them, and recognizes the importance of taking time out of their schedule to be with them. And so they internalize that feeling of importance, and it really changes the way they see themselves and their role in the community. It increases their own self-value because it's a choice to be there and they're wanting to spend time with that child.
So talk to me a little bit more about Big Brothers Big Sisters. I mean, so many of us have heard of the organization, and we know it's like, oh, you have a little sister, or you know, and a big sister, or little brother, you know, big brother. But talk to me about the program, because as you said, the adults are called bigs, the kids are called littles. Is anybody able to take advantage of this program?
So I'm so glad you asked. We're in the process of doing a rebranding effort that will kind of, it will run through the entire 2019 year. And our message is very simple, is that there are probably just about everybody in the Valley is going to be a great big, and we just need them to come into our office and go through our process. And I think for a long time, there's been a stigma with some of the children in our program mm-hmm. that they needed to be at risk or low income or single parent.
Right. That's always kind of been what you've heard about yep. this organization.
And we really want to speak to that over this next year, that really any child could benefit from having a mentor. And in fact, I would say that the kids that come into our program, their parents or their guardians are actually pretty incredible in the fact that they are taking the step to connect their child with a mentor. So it's hard to be a kid today. I mean, there's mm-hmm. a lot going on in the world and with social media and just personally. So to have somebody in your corner cheerleading you, supporting you, helping connect you with passions or hobbies or just really wonderful memories, that's a powerful tool and experience to give a child. So any kid could benefit from having a mentor or a big. And I think there's a lot of maybe misconceptions about what it takes to be a great big. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a certain amount of money in your bank account or be at a certain level in your career. If you can show up regularly for a kid and help create some of those memories and support him or her, chances are you're going to be a great big, and we'd love to talk to you about that.
And don't you have two types of bigs, in the sense of sometimes it happens within the school environment, but sometimes it happens outside of school as well?
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes. So we have a community-based program is what we call it. And basically our matches work on a very flexible schedule. So they schedule their own outings, meet 2 to 3 times a month and go out into this wonderful community that we live in and do whatever they both enjoy doing. So hiking, biking, shopping, movies, cooking, you name it, our matches are probably out there doing it. We do have a school-based program. So our matches meet weekly in the school. And that's a great program for people who have a really busy schedule because you can kind of put it on your calendar and you just know every Wednesday at noon, I'm going to go to the school and meet with my little. And it also lets us work with some kids whose families wouldn't be able to be successful in the community program. In fact, we have a really exciting program where we are matching refugee students with bigs to help them assimilate and learn more about their education. And it's been a really exciting program to grow. And that's happening in our school-based program.
I'm speaking with CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Southwest Idaho, Emily Johnson, talking about mentoring, because this is National Mentoring Month, but also just the program itself here in the Treasure Valley. And one thing people should be aware of is your organization here in Southwest Idaho is one of the top, I guess, would you say top performing Big Brothers Big Sisters in the country?
Absolutely. I always tell people when you say you live in Boise, you can say, you know, it's the home of that really high performing Big Brothers Big Sisters. but truly, we have earned the Gold Standard Award last year, and we just qualified again for it this year. Over 300 affiliates and less than 5% are earning that award. And it's based on a lot of things, our quality metrics and how well our performance is for our program and some financial goals. So we're an extremely high performing agency. And I think we have an amazing team and board supporting that effort. Mm-hmm. So not only are we doing great work, but we're doing it in a really high quality way.
And it seems to me that, you know, no matter the child, right? So no matter if it is a, you know, low income child, a single parent family, or the child is from a two parent family and doing fine, it's that mentorship. And I think especially as you talked about taking the title out of it, and that someone just shows up to be with you and they make that choice, how does that affect a child?
Well, we operate under the belief that really every child is born with this incredible potential, and life sometimes can get in the way of that. Mm-hmm. And so having a mentor who is somebody who's choosing to come, choosing to spend time with the child, really helps them, as I said earlier, see their value. But what it does even beyond that is it helps a child recognize things that they don't normally have access to in their life. So I may come from a family where my parents work blue-collar jobs, or where my parents, for whatever reason, didn't go to college. But if I matched with a mentor who's had a college degree or is in a field that I never recognized could actually be a job, maybe be on the radio, I never realized that was an option for me. But when you bring this mentor in who is not only creating a friendship and relationship with the child, but exposing them to all of these incredible career, educational, personal hobbies, all of these wonderful experiences, it opens up their world. And it really helps them find their passion. It helps them recognize that they can do things. And it really helps give them the push they need to probably take some healthy risks to move to the next level and to really achieve that potential that we think they all have, but sometimes need a little help connecting to.
And you had mentioned that there's some rebranding going on this year. And the new slogan is Defenders of Potential. So tell me about what that means and why that slogan in particular.
So I love the new slogan. I think it's pretty amazing, and I really do think it speaks to what we are trying to do on a daily basis. So again, going back to every child having this amazing, unique potential inside of them, but there are barriers or roadblocks that can come as life unfolds in front of them. So somebody that's going to help encourage them if they have a setback, again, connect them to a passion that they may not have been exposed to otherwise, or just help them see their value and encourage them to try or step outside of their box is hugely beneficial to a child, because when you're growing up, you only know what you know, and you need sometimes to have somebody expose you to new things. I firmly believe that if we want to see a change in our future or we want to move in a different direction, we have to start that work now. And we do that by empowering these children to recognize their own potential and to go after that. And in the long run, we as a community and those individual kids are going to benefit greatly from us being able to set them up for that success.
So how do you become a big and how do you become a little, like if you want to get involved with this?
So like everything in today's world, it all starts on our website. So bbbsidaho.org is our website. There is a link if you're interested in volunteering. You can click on that link and it'll take you directly to our website and we'll start the process that way. There's also a link if you want to enroll a child. So if you're a parent or a guardian and you have a child who could use some extra support, some one-on-one time, or you just want to give them another layer of encouragement, we would encourage you to reach out to our office and our staff will walk you through that enrollment process.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Emily Johnson. She is the CEO of Big Brothers, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Southwest Idaho. I'm coming back on the air for the first time since December 21st with a little bit of a cold. So that's always fun. So anyway, I want to thank you, Emily, for coming in today. It was a really nice conversation.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.